Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schwereth, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, covering the entire NFL. Mark, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. We just heard from Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski, as a lot of teams are in their practice areas today, getting themselves ready for the new league year and getting everything underway. And one thing that Deshaun said was that his velocity was really good. He says OTAs are still, everything's up in the air. Doesn't even know if he's going to do much anything in the preseason games. That's not decided. But the velocity looks really good. How much time can he miss? And you feel comfortable, or should Browns fans feel comfortable, Mark?
Well, I mean, you'd like to see, obviously you would like to see him actually participate and actually play in the preseason games. I mean, you'd love to see some of that go on. And, the last couple of years, obviously with the time that he was away from the game, have not been great injury-wise and just production-wise. So, I just don't think there's any... there's any room for, especially at that position, not getting reps. And the great quarterbacks that I've ever been around and come practice time and everything else are absolute rep hogs. They want every single rep. I mean, Peyton Manning was classic. I mean, he was just known for basically taking every rep and never giving his backups any opportunity with the football because he wanted to see them all. He wanted to see every potential look. And I know that nobody plays in the preseason games anymore, but I would think that it would be imperative for him to actually get as many reps as possible in practice, and I think it would be imperative for him to play in the preseason as well.
And we were just talking, Jonathan and I, off the air, and I kind of had like a little bit of a hot take. I was like, I said to him, just after listening to this press conference, I know you haven't heard it, Stink, but I mean, there's a lot of questions about this shoulder. And I said, man, I think there's a good chance that Jameis Winston starts a bunch of games for the Browns this year. Is that a crazy take?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, the shoulder is tricky, yeah. And I just it's miserable, especially, one thing you have to understand, the shoulder capsule has very little room for swelling. Like the knee has a lot more room. The other thing about the shoulder is when the shoulder's bothering you, sleeping becomes impossible. And while you're motoring around for the day, if anybody's ever had shoulder issues, they can confirm this. You're motoring around during the day, gravity takes its effect, and some of that effusion leaves that shoulder joint. But when you're laying down in bed, it just sits in there. There's nowhere for it to go, and it's miserable. So yeah, shoulders are tricky, and I just know how tough those things are to come back from. And having a son that was a thrower and having a torn labrum and, how difficult that was and how difficult it is on the rest of the body, because your body is just this unbelievable compensation machine. And so when you got one little thing tweaked, your whole kinetic chain gets out of whack because your body will try to throw around that shoulder injury or throw around that pain or that swelling. And then your mechanics become all screwed up and everything else. And I don't know. I just always look at that as one of those tricky things. It's always like when a guy dislocates his shoulder and they pop it back in, they say, hey, we're just going to rehab it and put it in a harness. I'm always like, dude, if you want my opinion, go get it fixed, because that thing will pop out again and again and again until it's fixed. So I don't know the extent or exactly what his shoulder injury is, but
the glenoid injury.
I'm just always very leery about that.
Yeah, so let me ask you, between Deshaun and then between Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, Kevin Stefanski spoke today. He's like, I won't go past today with Chubb. When he's ready, he'll be ready. Our insider here at the station, our beat reporter, he thinks he might not make it onto the field until week six, week seven, week eight. It's a guess. He doesn't know, but that's a guess. Between Chubb and Watson, should we be alarmed at how many injury question marks we have, and the season hasn't even come close to starting yet?
Yeah, absolutely. And Chubb is one of those guys, too. That was a gruesome knee injury, obviously. The other thing that you usually get into off of ACL, even if a guy comes back quickly, is from a confidence standpoint, how much confidence do you have in that joint? How much confidence do you have in that knee? And then usually, you know, we always say anybody that's had it, it's not the first year back, it's the second year back where you start to feel better and start to feel like yourself. And one of the things I always tell people when it comes to rehab and injuries is to really mentally be able to jump over that hurdle is I always tell guys, you know, I had to reset my new 100% for myself. So, you know, maybe 80% of what it used to be, but that's my new 100%. And if you kind of wait around for that to feel like it used to, I mean, you're forever altered. You know, and doctors always come out and say, wow, a real successful surgery. You know, it's almost like, hey, if he doesn't come back, it's his fault. He didn't rehab it right. And the bottom line is you're forever altered. It's never the same once you've had it done. And so the big mental hurdle for me was to say, hey, man, like I feel like garbage, but this is my new 100%, and I can still be pretty damn good. Even if it's 70% of what I used to be, I can still be really good. And so that was kind of the mental hurdle that I had that I constantly – how to play that game with myself. And I don't know, man, that just feels like kind of the way you got to do it. Especially when you've had a severe injury like Nick Chubb's had.
All right. So are the Browns putting too much into the idea that Nick Chubb can still be a number one running back? Cause when he gets back, he's supposed to be the number one, but if that's 80% of what Nick Chubb has ever been or 75% or whatever that is, are you putting too much stock in what that is?
Yeah. Well, I think, especially coming back his first year, there's got to be a great rotation, and you know, and which is fine. You know, it's one of the reasons. Let's face it, it's one of the reasons you don't pay running backs anymore. It's one of the reasons nobody wants to pay the guys. I mean, that position is, it's vicious. I picked up a fumble once early in my career, and got the living piss knocked out of me by about four guys. And I would have fumbled had it not been for one of the little DBs hitting me in the chest and pinning the ball to my stomach. Like I was laying on the bottom of a pile going, note to self, don't ever, ever do that again. That was stupid. And like, I marvel at those guys, their ability to take the beating they take, to deliver the punishment that they take, you know, and to be able to show up every week. That is such a tough position. And so, yeah, I think there'll be more of a rotation. I mean, I don't think you would expect him in year one to be the bell cow that he's been over the course of the years, but it doesn't mean he can't be really productive and a great part of what they're doing.
Mark Swarth joining us here on 92.3 The Fan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Denzel Ward also spoke to the media. He said last year left a bad taste in their mouth amongst the team, amongst everyone in the organization. Should the Browns feel like they have a bad taste in their mouth when outside looking in, they went through five different quarterbacks? Yeah, Joe Flacco helped save the season, but once Deshaun got injured, I didn't look at it like anything should have left a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was remarkable that they, you know, won 11 games and did what they did. And obviously you'd like to push forward in the playoffs and, you know, have a better playoff appearance. But I thought what they did was absolutely phenomenal. So it always hurts to lose in the playoffs. I get that. But I think also you learn a lot about yourself as a football team and to be able to win 11 games with, like you mentioned, I mean, three different starters, I guess five different guys played. That to me is remarkable. I mean, like, it's unheard of. Usually you lose your starting quarterback and look at the Jets. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're screwed. So, I think it's kind of remarkable what they did. Obviously you want to be able to compete and do well in the playoffs, but, you know, pulling Joe Flacco off the couch and getting to the playoffs, I think is a pretty, you know, a testament to your football team, to your coaching staff, to what you guys had to do, the way you have to alter a game plan, the way you have to alter in midseason what you really want to accomplish and kind of change maybe a strategy or two. I think that says a lot. Again, about Stefanski, the coaching staff, the players that you have there. I think it's big time to get where they got.
Mark, today, Jerry Jeudy, arrives at camp and had this hoodie on with a bag of money and a bunch of hands trying to grab at the money. Uh-huh. It's like, what is he just trying to troll everybody? Is he still trolling you? What's going on with this guy?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay. I think he's having fun with it. Good for him for having fun with it. Just produce. I don't have any issue with any of that.
Yeah.
Produce.
I'm with you.
And I'm like, hey, listen, man, I'm all about mixing it up. I mean, again, I kind of look at it like an extension, you know, of the locker room. And I know it's a public forum, but like, don't, if you're going to come in and walk into my front door and start talking smack, I'm going to talk smack back to you. And so that's kind of how I always looked at it. But yeah, I mean, just back it up. Go out there, play great. Everybody will be excited. You go out there, play great. Everybody will be excited. And it's funny. You play poorly and, you know, you set yourself up. So he put the target or bullseye on himself. Good for him. Now go out and prove it.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Berry can't be happy seeing that hoodie, though, right? Like, there's no way he's like, I invested in this guy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm sure they did their homework. And like I said a million times before, the kid is an unbelievable talent. He's an unbelievable talent. So now you just got to go out and produce. And by the way, I don't want to hear about all the different quarterbacks you played with. DJ Moore consistently puts up 1,200 yards, you know, receiving and 8-9 touchdowns a year. And he's played with, you know, he's played with Darnold and Baker and Mayfield and whoever else over the course of his years in Carolina. And then in Chicago as well this last year with Bajan or whatever that kid's name was, yeah. And when Fields was hurt. And so, listen, I don't need to hear about how you don't have a consistent quarterback. If you're a big time receiver, you make, you know, you bail out quarterbacks. So I don't need to hear about that. I don't want to, as my coach always used to tell me, don't tell me about the pain, show me the baby. I don't care.
Mark Schwereth joining us here at 92.3 The Fan. Let me ask you, you know, the Browns came out, Warren Sharp actually came out with it, and he was ranking like the hardest schedules for the upcoming season. Browns have the third hardest schedule for this upcoming season. As a player, did you ever look at that type of stuff? I know we're way in the weeds now compared to when you played when it comes to all this stuff, but did you ever look at that and say, oh man, I got, here's a future Hall of Fame quarterback, here's a future Hall of Fame quarterback, here's a, you know what I mean? Like, did you guys ever look at that as a team, or is it the type of thing you just kind of dismiss and said, we play who we play?
I looked for the bye week. When do we get a week off? Normally I was scheduling, everybody else was scheduling a vacation. I was scheduling a surgery. And so I looked for that. And then I looked for individual matchups that were tough for me, regardless if the team was any good. So in my time in Denver, for instance, 6 years in Denver, the Chargers would always be somebody I would look at because they had a couple of D linemen that weren't the greatest of pass rushers, but they were an absolute nightmare to play against. John Perella was one of the few guys that I felt like I couldn't take him off the ball very well. And he was one of my toughest opponents. And I had so much respect for the way he played the game. But the Chargers, you knew you were going to beat him 24-7. I mean, the Chargers stunk. But their defense was awesome with him. And Jamal Williams was – I knew Jamal Williams was tougher than me when he lined up against me as a rookie. And he had no tape on his wrists, hands, or fingers. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm in trouble. So they had him, obviously, Junior Seau, Rodney Harrison. They were legit defensively. So I looked at two games, where do we have to play these guys at? And, at what point? And then kind of the bye week. And other than that, I don't really care about who plays quarterback on the other team or whatever. All the games are tough. Everybody has really good players. And I was fortunate to play on some really good teams that from a schematic standpoint and a understanding standpoint and an intelligence standpoint, I always felt like we had an advantage that way.
Draft coming up. We know Caleb Williams is number one. Give me your other three quarterbacks and what ranking you have them.
I think Jaden Daniels will probably be the next guy. It's funny because I was up at CU kind of working with the Buffs the other day, and college football is just so different. The whole game is played out of four wides. You know what's interesting? In the NFL, you never get into four wides. Unless it's the last 2 minutes of the game and you're scrambling because you're down eight. You just don't get in that personnel grouping. That game is played all outside the numbers, all outside the hashes. The NFL's all played inside the numbers, inside the hashes. It's a completely different game, and it's so rudimentary. So Jaden Daniels, I think, is really good. I like McCarthy because McCarthy actually operated in somewhat of a pro-style offense, and even though he didn't throw it a lot, I thought he played, more of a personnel game where you're changing and shifting formations and you're calling out, those plays and you're reading out progressions. It wasn't just because they ran the ball. It wasn't all just on the edges of the football field. I thought he had some super tight window throws and some anticipatory throws. I like them. I like Bo Nix's game. Although I always worry about, Pac-12, Oregon, where, every Saturday except one, you have more talent than the team you're playing against. That doesn't happen in the NFL. You don't just out-talent teams. Mm-hmm. So Drake May is big and tall and athletic, but I thought he was woefully inaccurate underneath and intermediate balls. And everybody always talks about, oh, man, but the big throw and the big athletic play. You're playing on the fringes. And everybody gets excited about that. I want to see a guy do the boring well. That's what wins in the NFL, Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Byron Leftwich when he was the offensive coordinator with Tampa and Tom Brady was playing. I said, what is it that sets him apart? And he said, if we're running some combination where it's for instance, flat curl, day one combination, and the flat is open for a five-yard gain, Tom Brady takes it 100 out of 100 times. He never pulls the ball and goes, well, what if I throw the curl? Mm-hmm. Nope, the first read is the flat. I'm going to throw it 100 out of 100 times, and I'm in second down and five. That's what wins. That's what wins in the NFL because if I can stay on schedule, I have a chance to keep my whole playbook open. You know what loses? Second and 10. Third down and 7+. That's losing football. And we get so enamored with a guy that can make the big play, but has no ability to kind of keep the chains moving. I don't have time for that guy.
No question. Fantastic insight as always. And of course, we're checking you out with the Odyssey Original Podcast, the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, covering the entire NFL. Make sure you follow the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.